I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The United States launched a major military operation in southern Afghanistan today. Some 4,000 Marines and 650 Afghan forces have moved into Taliban strongholds in Helmand Province. Elsewhere in Afghanistan, Taliban militants say that they're holding captive an American soldier who disappeared 3 days ago. Today's operation in the south is being portrayed as part of the Obama administration's strategy to turn the tide against the Taliban. The World's Jeb Sharp begins our coverage.
8 years into the conflict in Afghanistan, a renewed effort is underway to win the war. Captain William Pelletier is a spokesman for the U.S. Marines.
We have inserted approximately 4,000 U.S. Marines, partnered with several hundred Afghan National Security Force members, into central Helmand Province, into the Helmand River Valley, to better secure the populace and help protect them from the insurgent and Taliban violence and intimidation that they've been experiencing in that area for a long time. And having this larger force enables us to do things that previous forces have not been able to.
That force converged on Helmand Province last night in what's being described as the largest Marine offensive since the one in Fallujah, Iraq, in 2004. Marine Corps Brigadier General Larry Nicholson said in a statement, "Where we go, we will stay, and where we stay, we will hold, build, and work toward transition of all security responsibilities to Afghan forces." That ambitious agenda coincides with new military leadership in Afghanistan under General Stanley McChrystal. He's known as a no-nonsense and aggressive commander. But political scientist William Rosenau of the RAND Corporation is skeptical the approach is that new. He says the offensive in Helmand Province today is eerily reminiscent of the big offensives in Iraq a few years ago.
We could spend the next 10 years chasing the Taliban, trying to drive Taliban out, using helicopter gunships the way the Soviets did very unsuccessfully in Afghanistan in the 1980s. You know, the real problem is I don't think we have a strategy for Afghanistan. And if you don't have a strategy, there's going to be an awful lot of very painful and expensive groping over the next few years.
Rosenau worries that the Obama administration is of two minds and is toggling between minimalist and more ambitious approaches to Afghanistan. But Rosenau thinks it's high time to abandon ambitions of state building and democracy and focus on much more narrow goals of finding tribal leaders to arm and pay who are hostile to al-Qaeda and the Taliban. And that, he says, will mean finally mastering the political realities in Afghanistan.
That's why it's so important to understand these local dynamics. Who actually has power? Who could rule realistically? Who would be in a position to keep al-Qaeda out, which should be, in my judgment, our paramount interest? These are all fundamentally political questions, but we've been, I think, blinded by ideology that said, no, the only way to really do counterinsurgency is to build this massive central state with Karzai at the center that can control events and can police Afghanistan out in the provinces, the country in its entirety. And I think that symbolizes a failure to accept political reality in Afghanistan.
One of the stated goals of the current operation is to pacify Helmand Province enough so that ordinary civilians feel safe enough to come out and register to vote for national elections in August. Whether they do will be one test of the success of this current operation, which is also a test of General McChrystal's new goal of reducing civilian casualties and winning over local populations. For The World, I'm Jeb Sharp.